Hi, I'm Taryn Fagerness of Taryn Fagerness Agency, a literary agency specializing in selling foreign rights to North American books. This is a podcast for my friends in the world of foreign book publishing, co-agents, scouts, and publishers. And I'll be telling you about my favorite books from my catalog. Hello, friends. Taryn here, and I've just finished reading Anne Liang's debut adult title, a historical novel titled A Song to Drown Rivers, which will be published by St. Martin's in fall 2024. This book sits perfectly at that intersection of commercial and upmarket. It sold in a heated six-house auction in a two-book major deal. It's a reimagining of the life of Zixi, one of the four beautiful women from ancient Chinese legend. And it is a book I will never, ever forget. Unspeakably romantic, unfathomably heartbreaking. A Song to Drown Rivers has it all. The chess game political maneuverings of She Who Became the Sun by Shelley Parker Chan, the female friendship plus the gorgeous, engaging, commercial upmarket writing of Snowflower and the Secret Fan by Lisa C, and the unique power but also powerlessness of Beautiful Women and Courtesans as an Empress Orchid by An Chi Min. Taking place around 500 BCE, known as the spring and autumn period of Chinese history, in which vassal states fought and competed for supremacy, main character Zixi's beauty is legendary. But her prospects aren't great. She lives in a ravaged Yu village. Her family is poor, and she spends her days washing rough silk fabrics while thinking of the brutal murder of her younger sister at the hands of a Wu soldier. A war has just ended. The neighboring Wu kingdom won, but their soldiers continue to raid villages. Then Fan Li, the advisor to the defeated king of Yu, arrives to assess Zixi's beauty for an epic, impossible mission. The king of Yu plans to gift two tributes to King Fan Qi, the king of Wu, a concubine and her maid, and that concubine will seduce King Fan Qi, will manipulate him into granting her every wish, including, hopefully, creating a canal for an enemy's easy access into the kingdom. As a peasant girl, Zixi knows nothing of palace etiquette, and King Fan Qi has been known to have a man beheaded for facing his fish the wrong direction at the banquet table. Fan Li throws her into a 10-week course on poetry, politics, dancing, singing, the art of seduction, and most important, masking her emotions. Fan Li is a disciplined and stoic teacher and a shockingly handsome man with slender fingers and a face to inspire statues. And over the course of her training, Zixi and Fan Li fall in love. They never even kiss, yet their love is so achingly, epically romantic and doomed, because Zixi must go into an enemy king's arms and make him love her. There's a moment in the book where Zixi tries on her red and gold wedding gown to show Fan Li. It's a dress she will wear for King Fan Qi, the enemy king. She goes to Fan Li's room and finds him in a vulnerable moment. He's struggling to put lotion on the scars on his back, scars put there by King Fan Qi. She helps him apply the lotion, and it is so intense, so emotional, even as the characters can't speak their true emotions. And then Zixi is sent off to seduce King Fan Qi to be a weapon for the King of Yu. She's good at her job. Even as she's faced with jealous concubines who wish to kill her, King Fan Qi's very suspicious advisor who wishes to kill her, among others. Yes, King Fan Qi is her enemy. But She also comes to understand him as a person. Nothing is ever totally black or white, evil or good. Author Anne Liang has written Cixi with such heart, such emotion, even as Cixi can never show her true emotions. And not only Cixi, every character is nuanced, from the forever loyal to his kingdom Fanli, to Cixi's fierce best friend Zhendong, to King Fanchi himself, in one moment ordering murder and the next asking her to caress his hair. And the ending. So wickedly perfect, so heartbreaking. I'm still kind of not over it. And as beautiful and as dangerous as Cixi herself, I really will never forget this story, A Song to Drown Rivers. It is something truly special. A rare book that caused me to hold my breath at every page, clutch my chest. I mean, I was sitting on the edge of the couch and my husband came in and was like, "What's wrong with you?" this book is what's wrong with me. And just marvel at its perfect beauty while I'm just desperately turning pages. Please drop everything right now and read A Song to Drown Rivers by Anne Liang.